going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 702 here on the morning shift as we are rolling on. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. It's Mike Johnson, it's Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Dylon, and all the above, man. Thank you so much for rolling along. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to In the Huddle coming up in the 720 segment. Got more Braves to get through throughout the show. I've got a mic'd up coming up. I'm going to talk about just things that my wife gets mad at me about that I don't know how to fix at this point. Honestly, it's crazy. It's like, you know, just gets mad at me that it's raining. I feel like, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do about that. Do you need an umbrella? Or, anyways, I won't pick that fight. Hopefully she's doing, I love you, sweetie. Great out in the car right now.
I was about to say, kids. You were starting to dig yourself in a little bit of a hole there, buddy. I was like, man, how deep is he going to go into this?
I have children in the car right now. I will call into this show.
Anyways,
man, I mean, so, I heard the angst she had for you on Mother's Day in the call-in, so I don't know if you want to keep digging here. Man,
yeah, you know, we're in the throes of it. Anybody that's ever had like two toddlers at the same time, it's just look, man. You know what I mean? It's just every day is an adventure with us. I love you.
I actually thought about y'all this weekend, and but I was only sympathetic for Lindsay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I don't know why. No, I just because Amy and I are talking about like how.
I hope you're never sympathetic for me.
How. You hope I'm not?
Yeah.
No.
I'm living the life, man. You know what I mean?
No. It's not a, this isn't a, I'm not, this isn't like that. Like, it was, we, Amy and I were talking about how, you know, having a kid kind of changes your social life.
For sure.
And we're lucky because we got neighbors that we can just walk across the street. We all hang out. But, like, if something's happening over here and, mm-hmm. and if there's a schedule, you can't. And I just thought about, I wonder what it was like. And I said Mike and Lindsay, and then they go, man, it must have been tough on Lindsay. Because they had, y'all had both y'all's kids kind of during COVID era.
Yeah.
I know Stevie was just out of it, but still, it was still a little bit of kind of reaction. It was like, you couldn't even go, like some of that you couldn't even, or the fear of just going to a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
After even, you know, and we at least can do that. And I was like, oh,
she wore
man,
a face mask for labor. I'll never forget that.
Which, oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
Goodness.
Dumbest thing ever.
Yeah,
but dumbest thing ever. But anyways, I'm not. I digress.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a hospital. Like, you have to.
That's
you know what? I don't want to go down this road.
I was going to ask, though, because a lot of people have FOMO because they have the kids. They can't go out as much, right? But during COVID, nobody was going out.
Yeah, nobody was going out.
So were you like, I'm not missing out on anything?
I
just
fine.
Spend time with my
it
kids.
It was more about just simply, like, you had to schedule a time to socialize, which we both ended up doing. It's like, you know, I started doing iRacing, whatever else. It's like, I have to make sure that I schedule at least 2 hours a week to where I'm not hanging out with you and this baby.
Yeah, but it must have felt extra... Like, extra trap because Lindsay couldn't even go somewhere to get away from Mike.
Yeah.
Like, she couldn't even go to, like,
well, and it's
you know
true
what I'm
because
saying?
At this point, and we were both obviously working at high school at the time, but, like, high school wasn't happening.
Yeah.
For most of this, which was crazy. So
because Ridge was born in August?
He was born, August of 2020.
Okay, so.
So all the school was pushed way back. Football season was back. Like, it was just crazy. It was nuts.
She couldn't even went to a Falcons game alone early, like, in September
at point.
That point. Yeah. You know, just to go away from. So I was like, man, it must have been rough on her. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think it was rough on you.
Yeah, but, I don't know either.
You know, but I thought a little bit of sympathy for you said not to have it for you, so I don't.
We'll talk about it a little bit more coming up on Mic'd Up today. I do want to break into this Michael Penix Jr. conversation, and it's some like it's kind of the in vogue thing to do. All right, you come off the draft, you come off the schedule, and then all of a sudden you start settling into, all right, this is what our roster looks like, right? Like we know that we're moving forward with Michael Penix. We don't really know what Kirk Cousins is or isn't or will be at this point, but nonetheless, you have most of your starters penciled in, you know, aside from guys that might be in the secondary or whatever else, you know. So the depth chart still being kind of assigned defensively, but you know what this offense is going to look like. Well, then you go from there and you start saying, well, you know what, if we can get Michael Penix to do this or to do that, you know, throw for 4,000 yards or, you know, 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio or whatever it may be, then there's a lot of kind of focus on that and expectations for Michael Penix. And can he be a Pro Bowler? And can this guy be a 10-year player? And I think that Abe has kind of made it kind of funny in and around 92.9 because he's like, dude, all right, let's just calm down. Guy started 3 games. This is not his situation. Like Desmond Ridder looked okay a couple of years ago. And we were like, all right, D Ritty, hey, future of the franchise. And he fell flat on his face. So started doing this the end of last week, looking into sophomore quarterbacks, right? And who were the greatest sophomore quarterbacks? And trying to find, honestly, guys that fit the profile of started at the end of the rookie year as first-round picks and then came back and had, you know, this incredible sophomore year. It's just – it's a hard profile to find because not a lot of guys just started like 3 or 4 games as a first-round pick at the end of the rookie year, especially not recently. Now, you look at first-round picks of quarterbacks, you look at great sophomore years – obviously, you've got the Dan Marinos of the world. You've got Russell Wilson, who I'm pretty sure was an MVP in his second year as a starter and was able to do a number of crazy things. But again, that really fit the profile of what you're talking about, more or less.
No, because Russell Wilson started the entire rookie year and made and a yes. play and 2 playoff starts.
Yes,
that season
goes along with like Ben Roethlisberger, right? I mean, he's in Super Bowl in year two and he's doing crazy things.
Yeah, and remember, Roethlisberger came in the middle of maybe not even the middle, maybe like 2 or 3 games in year one.
Yes,
and they I think it was like after the first game, and they were. I remember Google it, Dylan. I think it was Dermoni Dawson, the center for the Steelers at the time. Google Ben Roethlisberger. Was it 2003, I think his rookie, or 4 was his rookie year, right? I think his rookie year was 2004.
You're predating me. That's 22 years
ago. Find the Steelers, find Ben Roethlisberger's rookie year and who the Steelers center was. But anyways, he says there was a lot of credit for Ben, and he goes, he ain't done anything. He's like, we're a run-heavy offense, and he's just done what he's supposed to do. He's done what we've told him to do. And I loved it because that, you know, Ben Roethlisberger was early in his career was a guy that was known.
Yeah, a little bit of bravado.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of a meathead
yeah,
and a little bit of, like, you know.
I think he was that way throughout most of his career. Just became the wily vet at one point.
But, he became a leader. But he became a leader because of the leadership like that. And I'm not sure if it was Dermoni Dawson or not. I think it was. I might be. That might have been too long ago. But for that, it might have been the 90s.
I'm seeing Jeff Hardings.
Maybe it was. Who else was on that offensive line?
Let me see here.
Anyways, we'll come back to it. But like those guys started for Michael Penix had 3 starts, and I was trying to look at this too. Lamar Jackson started like 6 or 7 games his rookie year, and,
7,
and was I would say maybe less than average as a pocket passer.
Oh, definitely,
but elite. He rushed for like 700 yards in that season. He only started like 7 games.
His rookie year, Lamar Jackson's rookie year, 7 games started, and he averaged 43% completion. Or I'm sorry, 58% completion percentage. Which he was fine, but that's 1,200 yards and 7 games started. You make it that what you want. 99 of 170, but touchdown interception 6-3. So I'm with you. Like I looked at Lamar as well as being like, okay, guy was a part-time starter. You know, early draft pick, what is he going to be? And ends up taking the reins to that and running with it in the second year. So,
yeah. And so to me, that's a little bit more of a comp.
Yeah. I found one guy, and it doesn't fit perfectly, but I think it's something to kind of keep, you know, wrap our mind around about what we expect and what we shouldn't expect and what's going in. I don't know if you ever thought about this one. And I know Falcons fans out there are going to roll their eyes and say, oh, please, God, please, no. But Jared Goff was a guy who started 7 games his rookie year. Remember, this is the year that Jeff Fish got fired. Jeff Fisher gets fired. He walks in there and he's like, there's like Hard Knocks cameras in there or whatever. And then he's like, hey, just found out getting fired. Like, there's this like meeting room where he's talking to the coaches. That's the situation when you talk about the Rams and talk about Jeff Fisher. Now, Jared Goff, when it comes to his seven starts, was 0-7, 54% completion percentage, 1,000 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Not good. Comes back the next year, obviously, and it's not apples to apples because the second year is Sean McVay. He goes 11-4, 63% completion percentage, almost 4,000 passing yards in his 15 games started. I said that's a freaking home run. Like, if we got that out of Michael Penix, would you not be okay with 3,800 passing yards and a touchdown interception ratio of 28-7 in year two? Because we don't look at Jared Goff as being like a game changer, right? We look at him as a guy who can manage the system he is playing within. And I think that when you talk about apples to apples in that realm, Jared Goff actually fits this comparison pretty good because he ended up flourishing in his second year when he was able to kind of sit down for a little bit as a rookie.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And what more do you need from Michael Penix? Because you have a two-headed monster in running back.
Yeah.
You have an 1,800-yard all-purpose running back. Now, I know it's all-purpose. I think the passing yards the clip might be a little low in 3,800 yards. But
yeah,
what
are you averaging if you're at 3,800 yards for the year? That's 210, something like that? 210 a game, something along those lines.
I think that's a little 17. Low. I think you want him to average 250 yards passing a game. I think that's about right in today's league. I mean, maybe it's a little bit much. Maybe it's a little
bit much.
I was
going to say, you're over 4,000. If you're averaging 250, you're over 4,000.
Yeah, well, I think 4,000 is the
that's like, that seems to be like the line these
but
days.
See,
you know what
also,
I mean?
You can go, and I know, again.
Which is crazy.
By the way, just real quick, 3,800 Damn. Divided by 17 is 223 and a half.
There you go.
Okay, that's so. Actually not so bad then. That's not. Fair. I still think whatever it 4,000 divided by 17 is, we're asking Dylan to do a lot. I am, anyways.
I have to get a calculator back.
I asked him to
4,000. Sorry, 4,000 divided by 17 is 235.
Okay, I want. That would be. But to
I think
me,
we're good with that. Yeah, it's a good line, a good stat line.
Patrick Mahomes didn't start any games as a rookie.
Yes,
I actually see, but that.
I think he started one. I think he started last game of the year.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. But that would be more of what. Because Abe's not. When Abe says what he says, he's not wrong and he's not right.
No.
Like,
yeah,
100%. I think Abe is too far one way. And I think there's other people in this market and some in the fan base, some on our issues that are too far the other way.
For sure.
I think there. You have to remember that Michael Penix made throws that Desmond Ridder has never made in the NFL.
I agree.
In three starts.
I agree.
But he also missed throws that he couldn't afford to miss, the position he was put in because of where the team was at. And unfortunately, last year he was asked to save this team's playoff hopes when he got the start. And he made throws in the Washington game that he missed. He also made throws that we haven't seen a quarterback make in a long time here. And really, Matt, when like his MVP year made some of those throws. Now the zip is different.
Okay? Oh, for sure. He's got much more of a live arm than Matt did.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. But Matt could...
You can hear the ball whistle when Michael Penix throws it.
But am I wrong that when Matt needed to fire one in there, he knew how to do it and he did it?
Pulled the hips.
He could put one in there.
You see the Dak Prescott warm up? Just the hips. Just all hips.
Yeah. And Matt could do it. He had that when he needed to in his heyday. But it's just like we have to realize that this team in its best form in 2025, to me, is going to be Bijan Robinson having that a similar year to last year, but maybe even more. That 2,000 all-purpose number, if they get that from Bijan Robinson, this team is in the playoffs. Book it.
Yeah, and you said, what do we need out of Michael Penix? To me, you've got to loosen up the box, right? You got to be able to attack this.
That's a pause.
Yeah, I was trying not to go there. Anyways,
7-15. Just need
to loosen it up. Loosen the defense.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.